Hi, folks. Joe Lackman here with your Montana News and Agriculture on the Northern Ag Network. Well, I thought I was done with field trips after high school, but I'm sure glad I joined around 50 participants on a day-long bus tour sent around agriculture in the Billings and Laurel area. Each year, the Billings Chamber of Commerce puts on an ag tour focused on Yellowstone County's number one industry, and according to co-organizer Kelsey Gamble, it's a way to learn more about their local agriculture community.
Well, connecting folks to agriculture is important because of the importance of the industry. It's our food, it's our fiber, and it's the number one industry in not only our city, but our state.
This year was packed with many hands-on experiences, including tasting local and foreign honey to being 200 feet up in the air at a local refinery. I asked Jack Genoway, Business Advocacy Coordinator for the Billings Chamber of Commerce, to give a rundown of the event.
This year, we really wanted to connect people to the ag businesses that are right in their backyard. So just as a little bit of a sampling, here in Billings, we visited Agri Organics and Peak Genetics and C&B Operations. Then we went out to Laurel, toured Town and Country Suppliers, the CHS Refinery, and Drange Apiary. I should also mention Center of the Nation Wool that's right here in Billings as well. So a really good selection of people who are somewhere in the supply chain or who are really important suppliers for our agribusinesses.
We'll be right back after this. The Billings Chamber of Commerce held their annual ag tour last week. Jack Genoway, co-organizer of this experience, described to me how their ag committee wants to inform and promote the agriculture industry in everyone's backyard.
The Billings Chamber of Commerce has long had an agriculture committee that's focused on informing and educating our membership and the community about the ag industry and promoting the ag industry. The ag tour is one of the ways that we do that, to give people an opportunity to get on a bus, spend an entire day going around to local agribusinesses, learning about what they're doing.
One of those local businesses we stopped at was Town and Country. They are a farmer-owned company with ties to agronomy and energy. I asked Wes Burley, the general manager of Town and Country, to provide context of what they do as a farm service provider.
As a farm supply cooperative, we're in business for our growers. Got a mega fertilizer plant to provide the input needs for the farmers. We've got an agronomy crew that's out there working hard, you know, making sure the guys have all the things they need, you know, making sure they've got enough fertilizer on their fields so that they can get the full crop to make a profit. They're just working hard out there, working with the growers right on their own fields.
To participate next year in tours of local businesses like Town and Country, Kelsey Gamble with the Billings Chamber describes what to be on the lookout for.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, also our website, and then we'll have updates, tours, agenda, all of that information, and the registration link on the website.
On the Northern Ag Network, I'm Joe Lackman.